Pakistan is a country with sharp inequalities. Upper and even middle class families hire domestic help to do everything from mowing their lawns and ironing their clothes to cooking their meals. But those who provide these services, not surprisingly, often live in shanty towns in the shadow of the big gated houses where they work. That stark divide prompted one young man in Islamabad to try to find a way to give children of servants a leg up. So Harun Yassin started a nonprofit school in a slum not far from his house. Vinish Ahmed reports on his efforts.
Hidden away in one of Islamabad's busiest neighborhoods is a labyrinth of narrow dirt roads lined with open sewers. The area's nannies, maids, and cooks live here. Those domestic servants know every corner of their employer's sprawling homes. But well-to-do Pakistanis rarely see these congested shanty towns that house the help, even though they are often, quite literally, right across the street. For Harun Yassin, stepping into his maid's world was a rude awakening.
I really did not expect something of that sort to sit right in the middle of one of the most expensive sectors in Islamabad, because I'd never seen the village from the inside before.
Yassin says there was a near total breakdown of law and order in the neighborhood. There was no running water, and power was spotty. Like many other low-income parents, his housekeeper, Aziz Bibi, wouldn't send her kids to public schools, even though they're free. Teachers are notorious for skipping class, and rowdy kids create havoc in overcrowded classrooms. Yassin says something had to be done to get them out of the cycle of poverty.
It wasn't just one life, in my opinion, that was being underutilized. It was three lives, because the other two used to, when they weren't watching TV or sitting in the sun, they were helping their mom. And it was really inevitable that they would follow the same fate and become servants or something like that too.
Yassin had always wanted to do something tangible to improve life for people in Pakistan. He saw this as his chance. Though just a college student himself, Yassin decided to start a school in the slum. But even as he filled the school with desks and chalkboards, many remained skeptical of his efforts, at least in the beginning. Even Yassin's housekeeper, Aziz Bibi, was suspicious. She says people in her community couldn't believe that Yassin had good intentions.
They used to give our children things, and so people started to think that they were bribing them to take them away. We all got scared and took our kids out. But then after a while, we saw that those who were still enrolled were doing good work. So I sent my kids back there, and so did a lot of other people.
In the end, she says, people in the slum realized that Yassin's small school is the best option for their kids.
I'm thankful to God that my kids are learning something about the world now. I don't want them to be pushing brooms their whole lives like me. Simple as that.
What we're trying to do over here is we're trying to pull the string at both ends, invite the parents of the volunteers here too, and invite the parents of the kids here too.
Yassin says in Pakistan, it's nearly impossible for poor and middle-class families, let alone wealthy ones, to connect in any meaningful way.
We're trying to unite both of these communities by making sure that both of these set of people interact. It's very rare, but they do. And when they do, they get an idea of how similar they are in terms of being parents and in terms of realizing that they want the same thing, just that they've been taught a wrong perception of each other.
Events like this birthday party for the school help things along. Children with bright, beaming smiles cheer when volunteers carry out a cake to commemorate the nonprofit school's first birthday. Anila Gul, who teaches at the school, says she sees a lot of unknown faces in the crowd.
A lot of these students come for maybe just a day or two, then take a holiday and sometimes come back. Now they've seen the balloons and lights, so a lot of the kids have come.
Kids like Shaida Sajwar, who says she wouldn't be at school if it weren't for this place.
हमें पढ़ाई अच्छी लगती है और हमें ये जो उनसे लोग हैं ये हमें अच्छे लगते हैं.
We like our studies and the people here, she says, because they come and do so much for us, and not just today. They work really hard just so we can get an education. The day after the party, there are fewer students in the school, but the ones who have come look focused and excited by the lesson at hand.
S-D-R-E-E-T.
For the world, I'm Binesh Ahmed, Islamabad.
Binesh's story was produced with support from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.